This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. This week, Monocle's Toronto Bureau Chief Thomas Lewis asks, do political scandals still matter?
J'ai maintenant le privilège de présenter la gouverneure générale désignée du Canada, Madame Julie Payette.
When Justin Trudeau announced his nominee for Canada's next Governor-General, the country's ceremonial head of state, it was met with near unanimous approval.
Qui font la richesse de ce pays, ainsi et notre pays, a grand and luscious land, glorious and free. It will be a pleasure to travel, to meet and interact with Canadians of all backgrounds, from coast to coast to coast.
Julie Payette, who will take up her post in the autumn, is a retired former astronaut who speaks six languages and is an engineer by training. She's precisely the kind of face Justin Trudeau's Liberal government wants as a figurehead of a country undoubtedly with a spring in its step at the moment. As an ambassador for the country abroad and as someone for Canadians at home to aspire to, Julie Payette, so the Prime Minister said, represents the best of Canada today. Few people in politics and in the country at large disagreed with him.
Messieurs, dames, c'est le début d'une grande aventure, une aventure qui nous concerne tous. Going forward, j'espère que vous y serez tout au long. Merci infiniment. Merci.
But then, a short while after the announcement, wrinkles appeared in Julie Payette's personal story. In 2011, it emerged, a charge of assault was brought against her by a woman in Maryland. The details of the charge were never made public, and the case was dropped 2 weeks later. And then, later, another newspaper report claimed that Payette had been driving a car that struck and killed a pedestrian who'd stepped off a pavement in front of her vehicle, also in Maryland, 4 months before the assault accusation. That case too was dropped without charge following an 8-month police investigation. For many Canadians, the reports raised questions about Payette, who was a national figure long before her appointment to Rideau Hall, the Governor-General's official residence. Payette, in response to the reports, reiterated that she'd been cleared of all the accusations against her. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau remained conspicuously quiet while questions bubbled up and ultimately faded away about whether she would now be able to take up her post as Canada's de facto head of state. Revelations about a politician's past, a political misstep, or a political miscalculation, the kind of things that may well have torpedoed a career in politics previously, seem to have a very different effect at the moment, if any effect on a politician's career whatsoever.
Mr. Prime Minister, what can you tell me about a company called Vintris?
Well, it's a company, if I recall correctly, which is associated with one of the companies that I was on a board of. And
when Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson, the Prime Minister of Iceland, was forced to resign following the Panama Papers revelations, he was succeeded by his finance minister at the time, Bjarni Benediktsson, who, it emerged, was also named in the Panama Papers leak. Benediktsson, too, was named in another hack of the Canada-based Ashley Madison dating website, which catered to married people seeking pastures new, so to speak. Benediktsson is still in office. For Nawaz Sharif, however, Pakistan's now former Prime Minister, the Panama Papers revelations that members of his family owned several properties in central London was deemed by the country's Supreme Court at the end of July to be a breach of the law, and his premiership, for now at least, is over.
So then, alag-alag mayar aur alag-alag pemane nahi chalenge. Tulna hai to sabko ek hi tarazu mein tulna hoga.
So why do some scandals end the careers of some politicians and others roll away, leaving the subject largely unscathed?
See this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
The threat of a scandal being revealed has two effects. It either creates a political contender who, on his or her way up the political ladder, plays it so safe in their personal lives that they end up not really having lived much of a life at all outside their political ambitions. We're all human, after all, and a political leader should surely, after all, reflect the people they represent, the messy bits, to a certain degree at least, included. When Jackie Smith, then the UK's Home Secretary, and therefore in charge of shaping drug policy in Britain, admitted to having smoked cannabis as a student, a number of her cabinet colleagues at the time came forward that they too had dabbled in their youth, quelling a controversy that would likely have dented a political career only a few years earlier. On the other hand, the threat of the revelation of a scandal in the US, say, where the fallout until now at least it seems has been so stark and so public, means that politicians are likely to bury their secrets even deeper.
It's time for me to step aside so that history can blaze its path.
A scandal may be the bread and butter of political rubberneckers everywhere, those of us gawping on from outside the bubble of politics, watching a drama unfold. But they serve a purpose too, and not solely a frivolous one, from the viewer's point of view. How relevant a person's private misdemeanour should be in the context of their political career, of course, depends on the misdemeanour in question. But ultimately, if corruption is revealed or inappropriate or violent behaviour, then that surely is cause for a person in power to be held to account. But for voters who wearily feel that certain political leaders are immune to scandal, it can translate into a sense that those leaders can't ultimately be held to account on other issues too, which is rightly a troubling notion.
You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
But ultimately, scandals, if history tells us anything, tend to come from unlikely places. Even those that start small have the capacity to shake an unusually immune politician from the pedestal of their peculiar brand of power.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Thomas Lewis. The Foreign Desk returns on Saturday. Make sure you subscribe to get each new episode. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.